This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 344 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And of course, Alex, we got a special guest. We got our future intern. He's working his way up the corporate ladder. He's back for more. His name is Scott. Scott, say hello to everybody. And again, let them know where they can follow you on your social media, if you would like.
Hello, I am Scott, aka Jajoker's Movies. I don't do YouTube. I'm exclusively to the Action Movie Guys podcast every once in a while.
That's right.
And I do Instagram. I got Instagram. You know, I throw up my hauls, some reviews at Jajoker_movies. That's where you can find me. Thank you very much.
There you go. Find him there. And his reviews are nice and short. You just read them quick, boom, score, move along with your day. So Scott's back. He's going to be doing some more episodes with us in the future. So get used to hearing him. He is officially an action movie guy. Now, Alex, we're wrapping up Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's been a blast. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Sudden Death. Hands down the best so far. Hands down.
Yes.
Fantastic movie. I think it blew us away a little bit. I was like, wait a second. Is Jean-Claude Van Damme the best? I don't know. Then we went to a little Universal Soldier. I said, we'll pump the brakes. Maybe he's not the best. Maybe he's not the best after all. Movie's not horrible, but you know what? Kind of cheese. Then we went to Bloodsport, a classic in it for Jean-Claude Van Damme, and we had a good time with it. Some holes, 80s cheese, right? And then, of course, a long time ago, we did Hard Target. We love that crap, too. So we've had success. Now, will that streak continue? I don't know. We got a little movie from 1996, and this movie's called The Quest. Now, you know I like to ask before we start. I'm going to ask both of you. Alex first. No, Scott first. You're the guest. Scott, have you seen this movie before today or before this review? And had you heard of the movie if you had not seen it?
I've heard of A Tribe Called Quest, but I've never heard of this fucking movie. I'll tell you what.
So you never heard of this until this? I love that. Alex, how about you?
Brother, I didn't even know this was existing.
Right. You know, one of my goals is to always pick movies that Alex never heard of. It's like, whenever it happens, I'm like, score. All right. Well, I saw this. My grandma took me to see this in the theater when I was a kid. So I have heard of this and seen it. But guess what? The last time I saw it, 1996. When I was watching it, I said, I don't remember any of this. I thought it was a different movie. So we're going to talk about it. And this, of course, the only movie we've done, this was directed by Jean-Claude Van Damme. So not only did he star, he also directed. We also got Alex's boy, Roger Moore, aka James Bond. He shows up in this. And then that's it. That little side character that's in a bunch of things. Nobody else really famous in this movie. So let's get to some Rotten Tomatoes. And I want to talk about this movie. This has, wait till you hear this, an incredible 14% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, and a much improved 36%, which is still bad, from the audience. So nobody really thought this was great. I mean, 36% for audiences. Are these numbers surprising to you, Alex? Are you surprised by these numbers or no?
No, I'm not surprised by these numbers. I mean, not at all. I mean, I can see the critics with the 14 and the audience I can see out of 30. But then we got to really see, like, do the audience really know about the Quest movie? Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, is it a popular movie within the community of film lovers. Watchers?
Yeah, is this like 36% of 100 people?
Or? That's what I'm saying. So for as a 30, I am a little shocked with it. But in terms of how many people really watch this film, I'm pretty much not as shocked.
Scott,
but
you find these numbers surprising or on target?
I don't find them surprising at all. You know, that popcorn bucket's turned over for a reason.
good enough. Okay, let's talk about it. By the way, I didn't do any, we don't do numbers for these, but I know it made $56 million in the box office. So I don't think the budget could have been much higher than that. Let's talk about Scott. You're the guest. You're going to get to go first. You're going to talk about our lead character. He is played by Jean-Claude Van Damme. His name is Christopher Dubois. What did you think of Christopher Dubois?
All right. Well, let me get the setting for you guys. Yes. All right. You know, I'm here. I'm on the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm finishing off Van Damme month with you guys. I've never seen a Van Damme movie before where it's just him, you know, like not, you know, a Van Damme movie. So I'm watching it. And I'm like, where's this guy? When's he showing up? And then he's a fucking clown with some stilts on. And I'm like, what is this shit right here? So, yeah, I mean, it was a one. I hated this guy.
Damn. thing.
It was trash. You got, I mean, there's nothing there. Like, he's like, I'm going to save the poor children and all this stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like, the movie is all over the place. You don't know anything about his character except he can fight and he has poor children to take care of. And then there's a golden dragon that he wants. And you got Laurel and Hardy over there to help him get it. Like,
the poor children.
So, yeah, I gave him a one. Yeah.
Wow. That's all. Okay, Alex, a little more friendliness from you? Or what do you think about poor children Dubois?
I don't know about you, Scott, but I like my man Christopher Dubois. I don't know. I liked him. I thought he was a fun character. I do agree with you. I did not know what the hell I was watching in the beginning of the movie because it was like in the noir era. Like, I did not know. Like, get out of my street, boy.
I was like, what?
It was 1920. Yeah, it was weird in New York. Like, it was like the noir setting. Anyway, yeah, he was a clown, right? He was poor. And then he was taking care of the street rats, you want to call them. Mm-hmm. Right, the street rats. And I was like, okay. I literally thought it was like a Peter Pan fucking story. Him and the Lost Boys. I literally thought it was one of those stories. So I was like, man, I kind of started to dig it when they stole the money. And he goes, hey, Sam, go get me some food and we're going to have a celebration. I was like, okay, I could dig it. A Kung Fu Lost Boys type of setting in the noir. Yeah. I was like, okay. Then all of a sudden, my man drove a car through this thing and the kid got shot. He's like, I would come for you. I would do, I promise. And I was like, what the fuck? And then he left. And I was like, all right. Then he met my man, the pirate Roger Moore. Let me just tell you, pirate Roger Moore is one of the coolest character.
Oh, by the way,
in the fucking movie,
Pirate Roger. I like the name Pirate Roger Moore. That's a great name.
Yeah.
His character's name. His character was Lord Edgar Dobbs. He's a lord.
Yes, Lord Dobbs. Yeah. His name was Lord Dobbs, and his sidekick was Harry.
Yeah,
I remember it was like a Harry.
His
right?
sidekick is Harry Smith.
Yes, Harry. Yeah. So. Let me tell you, those two made the movie for me, bro. Harry and Lord Dobbs, Roger Moore. And the crazy thing I was telling my wife, he does cheesy movies, right? He did Boat Trip, which is a classic comedy with Cuban Jr. Right? Yeah,
very it goes on the gay cruise.
Yeah.
Classic.
Anyway, that character, like I said, Roger Moore, you see him straight Bond, right? You go, dang, you think of Bond. I kind of liked him in this movie. I kind of like the pirate Roger Moore. Pirate Roger Moore. I kind of liked it. But anyway, he goes into the fight. First of all, they sucker his ass to go to a Muay Thai. He's like, oh, the boat is coming too.
It's coming in America. You're going to be out of here in no time. And then they sold him like a slave.
They sold his ass to do Muay Thai. And I was like, wow, that's cool. He does the blood sport thing. I was like, okay, cool. Look, the character himself, I agree why you give him a one, but in reality, I give him a three. I thought he was good. For me, I thought the character was good. I'm not going to give him a perfect or a four. And then you got to forget, at the beginning of the movie, he's old. Telling the style of the movie.
Yeah.
Matt Old wanted coffee and whiskey.
Robbers. Yeah, yeah. He said, he grabbed that guy, said, slammed it on the table. Okay, you know what? I'm a little surprised with Scott's one. I gave him a three. I gave him a three. Look, this is a classic. This is blood. This movie's Bloodsport Part 2. Part other yeah. version of Bloodsport. This will be a recurring theme. It's almost the same crap. And the story, if you looked at the beginning, the story credit, Frank Dukes and Jean-Claude Van Damme came up with the story and then someone else wrote it and then he directed it. So this is literally a other like version that's worse overall, but I thought the character was fine. I mean, one thing I don't like is old. So in Bloodsport, we get young Jean-Claude Van Damme, and that was horrible. That kid was like, he was special needs for sure. He was like, what? The sword goes, he's, where do I go? Just like, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know. This one, we get old Van Damme, which is Jean-Claude Van Damme in makeup. Now, here's what I don't understand. In the beginning, we're in modern times, which was 1996. Then we flash back to 1925, which would be 71 years. And he looked like he was 30 in 1925. Yeah. So he's 100? You're telling me that guy in the beginning that fights all the criminals is 100 or 98 or something like that? So that was a little stupid. I think they went back too far. I think it should have been like maybe in the 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
Either way, that's a nitpick. I mean, it's not a nitpick. It's stupid. But other than that, I agree with Alex. I think he was, even though he's the one who got the kid shot, because he definitely punched that guy's gun, and as soon as he punched it, it shot the kid. So it's his own fault. You know, he's trying to take care of them. He's like a father figure. His mom abandoned him with that old lady at the beginning when he got the letter. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a hard life. He was poor. And then he becomes a fighting champion and he has some purpose and he learns from it. It's a little bit of the hero's journey, but in a kind of a stupid way. So that's why I can only go to a 3. But I didn't hate him as much as Scott, but I understand why Scott hates him. So I gave him a 3-3-1. Okay, villain. Now, Alex, the main, again, just like Bloodsport. That one we had Chong Li. Okay, this movie, the guy is named Khan, like Star Trek. However, All they ever say is Mongolia. Every time he fights. They just say what country he's from. So he's Mongolia to me. But Khan, he ends up being the main adversary. What did you think?
He was whack. Well, in the fighting, he was good.
Yeah.
But in terms of the movie itself, no, because he was not from the beginning. Like, all he was there was just for the tournament. And the same thing I gave Khan, I think I gave him a 1. Mm. In Bloodsport.
Chong-Li.
And I'm going to continue.
Huh? Chong-Li?
Chong-Li. Yeah. Yeah, I gave him a 1, I think, because I was like, he didn't do nothing except blow snot. Yeah, and he just kept pumping the crowd and blowing snot. So I was like, this is so stupid. So I'm going to give him a 1, because if I gave the other guy, which was way better, a 1, then he's going to get a 1, too. I mean, he killed people, bro. I was like, whoa, this dude is dope. But we'll talk about the action scene. Yes. So I give him a 1.
A 1. Okay, he Scott, what do we got for Mongolia? What did you think?
Mongolia. Well, this is where Alex and I are going to strongly agree. He's a 1. I mean, he's there for the tournament, but other than that, this movie, you don't even know who the villain is for like an hour until you get to the tournament. So you don't know anything about him. All he does is whoop people's asses until Van Damme and him go at it, and then he's gives him a struggle, and then they're all like, yeah, kick his ass, and then he gets up and and it's a 1. I'm not even gonna waste any more time.
Well, 1, interesting. Okay, well, you know what? Chong Li was better. I agree with Alex. This guy doesn't even do what he did. He doesn't pump up the crowd. All right, let me tell you what Mongolia does in this movie. Mongolia shows up at the restaurant when they're eating. For no reason, he's mad. He's pissed off. Just walks, he's mad. He breaks a table. He goes,
yeah.
Breaks a table. Right? And then he leaves. Then we go to the tournament and he fights guys. He doesn't talk. He doesn't say a word. Not one word in the whole movie.
Just kills.
He just fights. I gave him a 1. He's a horrible villain. I agree with Scott. You don't even know because I thought Roger Moore was going to be the bad guy for most, you know, like he's a pirate and then he sold him. And I'm like, oh, he's treacherous. But then they become friends and stuff like that. So then I'm like, okay, well, he's not the bad guy. So who's my bad guy? Mongolia? Horrible. And he's not even played by at least Chong Li was played by Bolo Yoon, you know, who's like a guy that's been in a bunch of martial arts movies and he's recognized. I don't know who this guy is. This is the only time I've ever seen him. And if I've seen him in something else, I don't know who he was. So a round of ones for the villain, for Khan. All right, action. You know, that's why we're here. Scott, what do you think about the action in this movie?
Now, the action, I'm going to go with a 3.
Ooh.
I think the action's good. It's not hella action all the time, guns blazing, karate kick. But like the last 30 minutes is that tournament. Mm-hmm. The tournament's good. I like the way the action was shot. The slow motion, the wah, bam, bam, shit like that. You got little shootouts here and there. But yeah, it was good. It was a 3. It's probably the best part of the movie for me. So, yeah.
There you go. A 3. All right. Alex, what do you have?
I agree with Scott on this one. I give it a 3. I don't think it's great because there was a lot of scenes that, I mean, it looked choreographed. And there were scenes that when Jean-Claude Van Damme was fighting, he was kicking slow, like not trying to hurt the guy. He was just like, bing, I'm going to make it look good in the camera. I like the scene with the boat craziness when my man Roger Moore comes up and they having the fight with the boats and the cannons. Like, I'm a sucker for that stuff. So, like, I like that. I like the tournament fights. I thought that was pretty cool. But I'll be honest. I thought the Bloodsport fights were way better. It was more cinematic and it felt more like you were engaged. Mm-hmm. What Van Damme did in this one, which I did like, that you had different fighting styles. Like, you had the monkey guy that was doing the...
He kept changing.
You got the Brazil. Fight. Yeah, and then you had the tiger. The guy was like, tiger! And he was fighting like a tiger. And I was like, oh, this shit is actually pretty cool. So, like, I liked the different styles, but the camera was just centered. Like, it didn't feel like we were in the fight more. Like, Bloodsport, you had the cameras all over the place. Again, Van Damme, I don't know if this was his debut directing, but...
I think it is.
If it is, then you could literally see it there, because a seasoned director would have gave you a more closer vibe, so you could feel like you're fighting there. So, yeah. And then the last fight, it felt very, was it Street Fighter? Mm-hmm. When they're fighting and then they kick them out and then they fall out of the thing and in a new location and they start fighting there and then they end up like, so I felt like that was like, I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I gave it a 3. I'm with Scott with this. I don't think it was like great or perfect, but I thought it was good. So
I agree. I gave it a 3 too. I could not help but compare this with Bloodsport, since A, we watched it last week, and B, this is the same movie basically with a little adventure element thrown in, like the boat. I like, at least there's that diversity. You know, Bloodsport is straight up tournament fights. That's it. This one, they got the little boat part. There's some like cannons and guns and pirates and stuff. You also had that little part with like the helicopter where they're trying to steal the dragon. You know, Roger Moore, that adds a little bit of like adventure element to it. But other than that, like you guys said, the last almost 40 minutes is like the tournament pretty much. So I did like the tournament fights. You remember in the quest, I mean, in Bloodsport, they did have different styles, but what I agree with you, Alex, and what I liked here is like, they're very distinct. Like they, like you had like capoeira, you had a sumo wrestler, you had the Chinese guy who keeps switching like a snake style and then a monkey style and the tiger style. Jean-Claude Van Damme's supposed to be Muay Thai, which is cool. I did like the Muay Thai kickboxing fight. That's the one where I think you were talking about. Like he kicks really slow, but it's still, I like Muay Thai style, like fighting. It was cool. So yeah, I did like the mix. I don't know what the heck Mongolia, I don't know what style that is. Just strong.
Just brute.
Yeah, just be a big strong guy.
Yeah.
But I like the diversity of the different, I like the capoeira guy, I'm not gonna lie. I do was flipping around. Yeah, like he was crazy. Dope. Yeah, I like that. So it was neat. It was neat, but I've seen it better. I agree with you 100%, Alex. Jean-Claude Van Damme, he doesn't have the flair for directing. I'm not saying he did a horrible job. It's competent, but you could see what's happening, which is a plus. You know, it's not quick cuts or, but there's just no, like, there's no flair to it. It's very straightforward. So I gave it a 3. I agree with Scott. It's probably the best part of the movie overall. Okay, storyline, Alex.
Okay, I'm giving it a 3. I thought it was good. For me, I thought it was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was an adventure fight movie, I guess you want to call it. Because I guess with the elements of Lord Dobbs, which is Roger Moore, that added, like you said, it was more the adventure of them stealing and all this stuff. I kind of like that element in this. It's very cheesy. I'm going to tell you right now, this movie is super cheesy. Oh, yeah. But I kind of like that. It reminded me like of a Chuck Norris movie he did with, what's that black guy? It was the same Firewalker starter.
Okay.
Walker. I think it was one of those Firewalker starter.
Firewalker.
But it felt like that. Yeah, Firewalker. It felt like that very corny, campy adventure, Indiana Jones type movie. Yeah. This one felt like that, but if just them trying to rob this golden dragon while Van Damme is trying to prove himself, I guess, you know, that he could be this good so he could get back to those kids because he promised them
the orphans
that he was going back to them for 10 years.
Them kids are now 30 by the time he gets back to them.
Yeah. I thought the twist was that the girl that was doing the news stuff, I thought she was the little girl in the group. Oh. And I was like, that would have been a cool twist. Because it was like, but he didn't. He didn't recognize her.
The quest.
Yeah, she was just writing Call the Quest. Yeah. So anyway, the storyline, I liked it. I thought it was good. I had fun with it. So yeah, I give it a 3.
All right. Scott, let's see.
Well, it's all downhill from here.
Oh my God.
I mean, the story, I hated the children, you know, fuck them kids, but.
Oh, Jesus.
I just didn't like it. I think I don't know. Van Damme, he was just like, I really like the adventures of young Indiana Jones. So I want to take that and mix it with Bloodsport and try and make it into an epic movie. And it felt like a Hallmark movie to me. Like ooh. Some parts of the movie just felt like, you know, a TV movie from the 90s. Like that's what it felt. I don't know. It wasn't my vibe. It was a sore start to seeing Van Damme movies. Damn. So it was
wow.
What'd you give it?
A 1.
Nice. Ooh. Okay. So, and you said this was your first like solo Van Damme movie?
Yeah, I have Hard Target and I haven't watched it yet. Oh, but the only other one I've seen is when he's the bad guy in Expendables 2.
Okay, let me tell you something. Don't use this as judgment for Hard Target.
I won't. I'm excited to watch that and other ones like Sudden Death.
Did you see Sudden Death?
I haven't watched it yet, but I did get Striking Distance, so I have to get.
You got to order Sudden Death.
Oh, you got to order Sudden Death. Sudden Death. I mean, top tier. Yeah. This will wipe it out clean.
You will not even remember you saw the quest.
Yeah.
No. I'm planning on checking more out. It's just
don't hold this against
him.
The
wrong time to get into Van Damme movies.
You jumped in on the wrong. Well, you were supposed to actually get Universal Soldier, but I had to do some shifting, and it so.
That's true.
You know, you wouldn't. I don't know if you would. You probably would have liked that one better than this.
I think he would have liked Universal Soldiers.
But that's the scene that has Dolph Lundgren. It's still not even a pure Van Damme movie. Okay,
that's true.
Story. I agree with both of you in some ways. It's a very shoddy story at times. It's also a very simple story. Sometimes simple's okay. You know, like, he's a guy. He loves the orphans. He gets involved. He gets, like, involved. He basically gets sold into fight slavery. And then he works his way. He figures out about this tournament. The mysterious tournament. He wants to win the gold dragon. I like, you know, I like how he's like at towards the end where he's like, he buys the guy's freedom. He's like, if I win, you keep the dragon and they're free. You know, like, I liked all that. I agree. Roger Moore, he was my least favorite Bond when we watched the Bond movies.
Yeah, you didn't like him as much.
But I actually liked him in this. His personality worked as the sort of like smarmy, you know, he thinks he's cooler than he really is, but he's still a little bit cool. You know what I mean? But he thinks he's incredible. I like that.
Costello.
I forgot Raiden was in this. James Remar, Raiden from the second Mortal Kombat.
He was cool in this movie.
He's a boxer. Yeah, he was like a world champion boxer, and he gave him his spot. So there's things that I thought were okay. And on the same time, I agree with Scott. Like, this is somehow a Hallmark action movie. And that more goes to the way Van Damme directed it, where it's just very schmaltzy at times, you know? Very like, it's like, this could have been, it has no edge. This movie has no, Bloodsport has a little edge to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little grittier. This thing is like not gritty at all. So I can't go, I don't have a 3, but I don't have a 1 either. So guess what I got? A 2. I got a fat 2. I think it could have been a better story, but it's not the worst I ever seen. So I gave it a 2. So a 3, a 2, and a 1. All right. Overall, Scott, I think I know what you got, but just to let everybody at home know what you got.
Yeah, I already know what he got.
Okay. Well, let me ask you real quick. Yes. What is Bloodsport rated? Is it an R-rated movie?
Yeah. R.
Okay, well, this is PG-13, so that's probably why. But yeah, it's no shocker here. It's a 1. I didn't like it. I thought this movie was... I mean, like, the only part that I liked is the whole bring back to 1925 time period type thing. I thought that was cool. But then everything else, I was like, what the hell am I watching? Like, it didn't work for me. But I'm not going to let it taint my Van Damme experience. I'm going to go check out the other movies you guys told me about. But yeah, just not a strong start. So it's a 1 for
me. On the plus side, Scott, you didn't have to see his ass. We saw it in every single other movie we watched. All 3 of them. No, not Sudden Death. You don't show it. Okay, 2 out of 3 of them. 2 out of 4. So hey, that's a plus. All right, Alex, what do you got?
Oh, let me tell you something.
Tell them about it.
I like this movie. I like this movie. I don't know what to say. I enjoy this movie a lot. I'm giving this a 3 out of 5. It's a good film. Again, I liked it because of Roger Moore. I think Roger Moore's character is very fun. Him and the guy who plays Harry have a great chemistry with each other. Like, they have like that cool banter between each other, like how to dupe the guy, how to use people. They're he sells them rusty pistols.
Right. Oh, yeah. Rifles. Sounds funny.
That shit is funny. Like, he's always trying to sell stuff, and he's just a pirate, and he takes people's stuff. So, like, I like that. Van Damme, I enjoy his character throughout the movie. Like I said, he's at the wrong place at the wrong time type of thing. The beginning, if the beginning of the movie was not the way it was with the kids and that time period, I think it would have been so much fun. The movie would have been better. I think it's hard to direct and star in your own movie. I think Stallone said that the best. He was like, it's very hard to do both. And I think Van Damme can't do both. It's out of you direct, stay directing, or do not star in your movie. Just stick as acting. But he can't do both. And you can see it here. But I enjoyed the movie for what it was. I kind of liked it. Anyway, I gave it a 3 out of 5.
By the way, I'm looking through his IMDb for like future Van Damme movies, and like 7 of the posters are him in this pose, like this. All of them.
In the same pose?
With a wife beater on. All of them, just like this.
Easy.
Amazing. I'm going to pick all those movies. All right. The Quest. So I saw this when I was a kid. I remember it being different than this movie, to be honest. So, which makes me think when my grandma took me, either I was not paying attention during the first part, or I fell asleep. Because all I remember is the tournament, and it's like the end of the movie. I don't remember any of the pirate stuff, or the orphans, or literally none of that. I don't remember none. So when I picked it, I was like, oh, this movie has like a lot of fighting. And then there's some fighting, but there's a lot of other stuff. So I gave it a 2. I did not hate it as much as Scott. Didn't quite reach the heights of Alex, which you were reasonable. 3. I will never watch this again, most likely. I don't think it has a very high replay value for me. I could see, though, for you with the Roger Moore thing. He is fun in the movie. I did like him. But yeah, I gave it a 2. I don't really have much else to say about it. I don't think it's great. It's definitely on the, for me, I'd probably put it on the lower tier of definitely what we watched. It's the worst out of the four. But on his whole filmography, I'm sure there's some other movie that's worse than this. So, or maybe not. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I will say this though. This month, this Van Damme month was better than Bruce Willis month. Like
hands
all
down.
Four movies I enjoyed. Bruce Willis, I mean, there was, it was really hard to see.
The problem is Bruce Willis's best movie is better than Van Damme's best movie. But the other ones, like Die Hard is the classic.
Yeah.
It's better than anything Van Damme is in. But Van Damme's version of Die Hard, Sudden Death, pretty darn good. So it's when you get into those other movies, and there's other action stars we're going to do. Mayor may go one way, may go the Van Damme way. I think he might be a little underrated. He's known, but like these posters look sick. Lionheart looks cool. Death Warrant looks cool. I know we're going to do Time Cop for sure. Double Impact, that looks cool. There's two, of him. Cyborg. We're going to do Street Fighter at some point, which not a great movie, but that's a guilty pleasure.
No Time to Die.
I might get my bicep.
Was it? Is it No Time to Die? No Time to Die or something like that.
Isn't that James Bond movie?
Yeah, it's James Bond.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has Maximum Risk, Double Team. Yeah, I mean.
What was the one that you read last time? It was something, Time to Kill?
Oh, that's when we go to, that might be when we do Steven Seagal month. He has a movie
Felt like there was a movie that sounded, you read the synopsis for Van Damme, and I was
that one is Lionheart. Let me read it again, because the movie sounds pretty good. An ex-friend soldier begins, this is not the one. Don't cut this out. People need to know.
During the time of Hard Target, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's Death Warrant. Death Warrant, where are you? Death Warrant. All right, Death Warrant is about, this is the one. In a violent and corrupt prison, decorated cop Lewis Burke must infiltrate the jail to find answers to a number of inside murders. What he finds is a struggle of life and death tied to his own past. Was it that one?
No, that wasn't it. It was one that he had to go to a farm.
I did read about that one, didn't I? Okay, let me go one more. Let's try
That actually sounded pretty good.
That one sounded pretty good. That's what I'm saying.
The lady's farm from the
back. Yeah, it was like beekeeper.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
That's right.
Very beekeeperish.
It was like mad beekeeper.
Is it? It's not Maximum Risk. I know that.
No.
What the hell's the farm one? Dude, I read it. I read it on
it's
here.
It's something kill in it.
Okay, let me just go. Missing an Act, no. Monica, no. Bloodsport.
I just listened to the episode this morning, too.
What did I say? What was it called?
I can't remember.
My God, what is it?
What intern are you? I found it.
Nowhere to run. That's it.
Sam, an escaped convict, lands on a farmland owned by a widow. When he learns that a ruthless contractor is trying to take over her land, he helps her fight against the injustice. That's it.
That's like Homefront meets Beekeeper.
You're about to watch all those movies, dude. I'm gonna load them up. We're gonna have Van Damme on 3.
You're gonna go
Van
to
Van
that bookstore, and you're gonna be like,
"Where's your Van Damme section?"
You go back with that Blu-ray and be like, "Let me just put this one back."
You know, currently I have like $73 in credit, and these are his movies are like $5 or $6. I can load up. All right. Anyway, what is your total points, Scott? I know it, but what is your total points?
It's a 7.
7 out of 25. Pretty low, but at least it's not a 5. Alex, what do you got?
Yes. Well, I'll take his 7 and add another 7. I'm 14 out of 25.
I'm literally right in the middle with an 11 out of 25. The best. Not the cream of the crop, but I mean, at least it's funny. I laughed, especially when he was old. I know, tell you a story about it. Also, you know what's funny? He's USA. He clearly has an accent. And they're just going to ignore
the famous line, yeah. The famous action line in there. What are you going to do about it, old man? And you know he's going to do something about
it. I'll show you.
No, but you know what's crazy, though? Like, his movies, you really don't need to. Like, man, I always keep saying this. I'm just going to buy all his movies on Blu-ray, and I don't care about 4Ks, bro. Like, I'm just going to do it.
Sudden Death looked great on Blu-ray. This looked good.
Yeah.
It looked fine.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to buy all his Blu-rays. I'm just going to do
it. Just do it, bro. Like, dive right in.
I'm gonna take your copy of The Quest.
Yeah. I'm never gonna watch this again.
I'm taking your copy of The Quest, and I'm just gonna start racking up on Van Damme. I'm just like, I said it last time, and I'm gonna say it again. Can Van Damme be better than Arnold and Stallone in terms of films?
Whoa.
In terms of films. I can't wait to do it.
That's a bold statement.
You know what? I might look into our future schedules and just go all out and do like a tournament where like 1 month is one guy, the next month's the next guy, and the next month's the next guy. Of stuff we haven't watched, obviously.
And even their straight to DVD ones just to see because which is
you
better.
Know what Van Damme doesn't have that those guys have is he doesn't have a franchise. He nope. just does one-off movies. He does not have a franchise. They have the benefit of having a Rocky, the Rambo, the Terminator, the this guy. One movie, that's all you get from me, brother. I'm going that's to the it. Farmland, I'm kicking ass, and that's it. That
I'm
character.
Going to jail. I'm breaking.
Then I'm going to pick a different character with a slightly French name, and I'm going to do it again. So anyway, okay. That's the quest. Van Damme month, big success. Now, next week, yes. we are starting a new month, a new actor. So we're doing another actor month next month.
Ooh,
but first, we will be reviewing Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, continuing on with that. Here's the movies that we're going to be doing. You'll know who it is when I say the movies, but these are not, not as like, well, one of them is very famous. The rest of them, I don't know. We're going to be doing a little Get the Gringo. We're going to be doing The Patriot. We're going to be doing Bird on a Wire. You ever seen that? Bird on a Wire?
Never heard of it.
Payback? And a little conspiracy theory directed by Richard Donner. Of course, I'm referring to one Mr. Melly Gibson. We've done Lethal Weapon already. We did all of them. We did Fat Man. That was a great time. We've had some fun with our boy Mel. But now we're going to get into his other stuff. The one-offs. The ones that didn't get no
So
sequels.
This is Mel Gibson month part two.
No, technically it's Mel Gibson month part one because his other one was franchise. Was a franchise. So.
No, but we did. Didn't we do. Mm-mm. Yeah, this is part two. We did Bloodfather. Then
but,
we did.
But it wasn't all Mel Gibson that month.
Really?
Bloodfather was in like the underrated month.
You've never done.
And then Fat Man was in Christmas.
That's true. That's yeah. true. We spreaded
we were
him out.
Was the war movie.
War movie.
That's
yeah.
true.
So we've done his month. Movies, yeah, but they've yeah. been like, this is dedicated to all this Mel all month. We did Mad Max, but that was a franchise.
That's
and we
true.
Did Lethal Weapon. So this is his first other movie month.
All right.
I know you like Mel.
I like
Mel. We're going to have a good time. Anyway, that's what we got coming up.
Oh, there you have it. Scott, please let everyone know where they can find you.
Again, you can find me at JoeJoker_movies on Instagram or when I'm a special honored guest right here on the AMG podcast. Other than that, take it away.
Oh, wait. By the way, if you guys love Scott, he'll be back in four weeks. He'll be back in 4 weeks to do Payback and another movie we haven't announced yet. So just wait and find out.
Nice. Well, there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And of course, Nate goes live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Netflix Reviews. And then we go live every other Sunday on YouTube at www.youtube.com/geeksandflicks. Or you can check out our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your
Nate
host
from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us.
Thank you.
Can't
for
wait
having
for the
me.
Next time, buddy.
Me neither.
Yes. Be awesome to each other and geek out.